The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do unto you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed down, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, considering all that is happening today, we would have to admit that our world is fragile. Life is fragile. Countries and cultures are at risk. Leaders of nations choose power and greed over humanity. We see discontent, anxiety, fear of other people not like ourselves. It might seem like darkness can overcome peace. Insomuch as we are responsible for our local community, we have an obligation as a church to be there for those in need. Our local church is the diocese and needs our support to help ourselves now more than ever. We need the church, which is enabled by your generosity, to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. Well, I realize at this time of year there are so many different asks that are out there, and especially now when we see that the funding for Catholic Charities has been discontinued. Like, even I get these daily appeals from Catholic Relief Services saying what is not being funded anymore. So there is a lot of need out there, and so I feel like kind of cheesy even asking about the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, but this is something we have to do every year, so I'm trying to make it interesting. So darkness can also make faith a challenge. This is why I want to go right to the heart of, I think, what the Bishop's Lenten Appeal will do for our local church. We look around where have so many of us gone? Our churches and all religions, not just Christianity, struggle through internal divisions that seem to demand taking sides in the name of God. What does divided faith look like? Do I even want that faith? There are so many people who now claim to belong to no religion. Also, many who have tried to stay faithful for so long and wonder why. They're disillusioned. Waning faith can also seem like growing shadows. But the good news is that programs are in place in our local church, the Diocese of Arlington, which can shore up weakened faith with resources that can establish renewal and confidence through formation in spirituality and truth, the message of Jesus Christ is needed now more than ever. In the context of so much that is not of Christ in the world surrounding us, you might ask, where even is love in all of this? We know that in Christ is love, and our local church is the witness of his presence. Despite it all, we are the church, and we have one choice we can make that can build the light in others, and it is called hope. Choose to hope. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. From the prophet Isaiah, they will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. Hope is not something that we create out of some kind of inner strength. Hope is a gift from God. It is a theological virtue, which you were given by virtue of your baptism itself. One of the theological virtues that allows us to move forward despite odds, to do the right thing. It is our ability to make good things happen. Next weekend, we have a special opportunity to make so many good things happen, to exercise our gift of hope to bring Christ's light to so many who are suffering, in need, forgotten, and ignored. Jesus, our King, says at the final encounter, "Whatsoever you do for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done for me." So I challenge you to exercise your gift of hope by participating in the Lenten appeal, boldly caring for people we have not yet met, and maybe even the person who you are sitting next to in church that you don't know. In the gospel, Jesus gives us even a bolder challenge. "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back." Well, I look at the information that is given to us, and this is all in the bulletin this week. I've reprinted the whole flyer directly into the bulletin. But I look at this information that is given, and I imagine Jesus himself doing the work of the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. It is how Jesus himself reaches out to touch the 156,000 households in the diocese, some 430,000 registered Catholics, but also the way in which he unlocks your potential to serve those among us whom he needs to touch as well. It includes $2.8 million in free medical assistance, 20,000 meals served at Christ House. That's one of the ministries that we participate in. 18,000 students in 46 Catholic schools, 20,000 kids in religious education programs, 42 seminarians, probably the largest percentage of the annual budget, to lead our parishes in the generations to come. Youth programs, marriage preparation, different apostolates and ministries all contribute to the building up of our local church and growing the light of Christ, his light in Northern Virginia. I looked at the list of all the different offices in the chancery, and I have to say, we take advantage of every single one of those offices. Some of them we'd like to not use so much, like legal counsel, for example, but we're working constantly with the construction management office, with literally every office in the diocese. And as I was thinking about that, I even realized my own budget as the director for the Office of Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs comes out of this collection. So think about that when you're considering your gift. I wouldn't have a budget at all. Well, next week is Commitment Sunday. We will distribute envelopes next weekend and ask you to fill in your information and what you plan to contribute. Please consider this role carefully and prayerfully. If you have never given before, now is the time to start giving. And please add this to your list of charitable giving. And as always, thanks to all of you who have supported the mission of our diocese and will continue to help this year.